Hello and welcome to The Sound of Science with Penny Sarchet and Sam Hollick. Here's your roundup of this week's science news.
Astronomers have discovered the first exoplanet that is definitely rocky like the Earth, called Kepler-10b. Exoplanets are planets outside of our solar system, and Kepler-10b is the 518th to be discovered. So far, most of the exoplanets we have found are large and gaseous like Jupiter, but newer techniques are better at discovering smaller ones like Kepler-10b. However, the planet is unlikely to support Earth-like life, as it is too hot to possess liquid water.
Scientists at Cambridge have genetically engineered chickens that cannot pass on the flu. The GM birds produce an RNA molecule designed to interfere with the flu virus's genetic material, preventing them from replicating themselves. Surprisingly, the study found that the virus did still replicate within these engineered birds, but it did not spread to other birds that came into contact with them. This finding could be a significant step towards preventing the spread of viruses like avian flu, which evolves quickly and renders livestock vaccines ineffective.
A joint American and Japanese team have developed a polymer that can repeatedly heal if scratched or ripped. The material contains trithiocarbonate groups, which are carbon atoms bonded to three sulfur atoms. When illuminated with ultraviolet light, one of the carbon-sulfur bonds is broken, producing two molecules with unpaired electrons. These are very reactive and cause new bonds and radicals to form in a chain reaction, leading to healing across the break in the material. There have been other healing materials before, but this is the first that can heal more than once while being strong enough to be practically useful.
Researchers in Oxford have been teaching computers to scan video clips and recognise human movements and actions. Alonso Petron explains.
Original idea was to try to automatically identify people's actions in videos.
Alonso and his colleagues have taught computers to recognise and identify a number of actions.
We started very simple actions, like one person running, jogging, jumping, and now we're moving more to interactions, handshaking, hugging, kissing, high five. And then we want to move more into introducing objects.
Ultimately, this research could lead to automated searching of CCTV footage or YouTube videos, allowing fast retrieval of specific incidents.
In the hunt to develop renewable sources of hydrocarbon fuels, researchers have demonstrated a new method that mimics photosynthesis industrially. They heated a compound called ceric oxide using sunlight, causing it to release some oxygen. The material then replaces its missing oxygen atoms by stripping them from carbon dioxide and water. This process produces monoxide and hydrogen, which can be synthesized into a fuel. Now this finding could lead to the development of carbon-neutral fuel sources other than biofuels.
Archaeologists have used 9,000 pieces of wood to study the fortunes of the Roman Empire. By looking at tree rings in modern day and ancient specimens, it was possible to work out the climate at relatively accurate time points. The researchers found that during the period of Rome's great success, 300 BCE to 200 CE, Europe was warm and had wet summers which were perfect for agriculture. The political upheaval and barbarian attacks of the 3rd century, however, were found to coincide with periods of extreme drought. Correlations between societal unrest and extreme climates have been observed throughout human history, with data suggesting that the time of the Black Death in Europe also coincided with a harsh climate.
That's all for this week. Join us again next week for more science news.